in this bulletin. A Muslim community leader condemns the stabbing attack in Perth in the strongest terms. Forensic tests underway in Mexico to confirm if bodies found belong to two missing Australian brothers. And in cycling, Tadej Pogacar wins the second stage of the Giro d'Italia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bila Kwan. The imam of Perth's largest mosque says he condemns a knife attack in the city in the strongest terms, after police said the alleged 16-year-old attacker was likely radicalised online. Police shot dead the teenager after being called to a Bunnings car park in Willington on Saturday evening, where the teenager had allegedly badly injured one man with a kitchen knife before rushing at officers. WA Police Commissioner Cole Blanche says the boy had been part of a de-radicalisation program. It's not clear what motivation, if any, there was behind the attack, but the Commissioner also thanked members of the Muslim community who had alerted police to the teenager's concerning behaviour in the lead-up to the attack. The Imam of Nasir Mosque, Sayyid Wadud Janud, has praised the swift response of police.
We not only condemn this in the harshest terms possible, but we would also like to mention that Islam has nothing to do with any act of violence that are committed in its name.
In a statement, the Australian National Imams Council says it will continue to assist authorities as required, but it's inappropriate to speculate on the little information known about the attack. Authorities in Mexico are carrying out forensic tests to confirm if bodies found in a well shaft belong to two Australians and one American tourist who went missing last week. Authorities say the bodies are likely those of missing Perth siblings Callum and Jack Robinson, an American Carter Road. Baja California's State Attorney General Maria Elena Andrade has said a local laboratory will determine their identity, but the bodies match their physical descriptions with a high degree of probability. The bodies were found in an advanced state of decomposition with a burnt-out vehicle nearby, believed to be that of the three tourists, who authorities say may have been the victims of a failed carjacking. Police have arrested three suspects as part of the investigation, which is in collaboration with the US Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Australian Consulate. Israeli police have raided a hotel room used by Al Jazeera as its office after Israel's government decided to shut down the Qatari-owned TV station's local operations on Sunday. Videos show plainclothes officers dismantling camera equipment in a hotel room, which Al Jazeera said was in East Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet shut down the network for as long as the war in Gaza continues, on the grounds the Qatari television network threatens national security. Al Jazeera called the move a criminal action and rejected the accusation the network threatened Israeli security as a dangerous and ridiculous lie that puts its journalists at risk. Negotiations in Cairo to reach a deal to bring an end to the nearly seven-month-long war in Gaza are ongoing. Egyptian and US mediators have reported recent signs of compromise, but Israel's prime minister has cast doubt on his willingness to end the war in Gaza without eradicating Hamas. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel cannot accept demands to withdraw all forces from Gaza and leave Hamas intact.
We are not ready to accept a situation in which the Hamas battalions come out of hiding, take control of Gaza again, rebuild their military infrastructure, and return to threaten the citizens of Israel in the surrounding communities, in the cities of the south, in all parts of the country. In this case, the next 7th of October is only a matter of time.
A Hamas delegation is visiting Cairo from Qatar, which along with Egypt has tried to mediate a follow-up to a November ceasefire, amid growing international concern about the more than 34,600 Palestinians killed in Gaza. And a sport in cycling, Tadej Pogacar overcame a mechanical problem to win the second stage of the Giro d'Italia and also take the position of race leader. The Slovenian suffered a flat tyre and crashed after a corner, just before the final 11.8 kilometres to the mountaintop finish at Europa. But he was helped back into the group by his teammates before launching a devastating solo attack. He took first place by 27 seconds and also took possession of the race leader's pink jersey 2 days into his maiden Giro. He says he's pleased with the result.
It's a great start of the Giro, and that's what I wanted initially, to have a stage win, take the pink jersey. and that I can relax now a few days and focus on the time trial and the second week stage to Livigno, and we take it day by day from then.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.